For weeks, the Board of Corrections and its staff have been hearing from county officials about the budget problems facing the jails. They got a supplemental appropriation to get through the budget year, then into June 30th. But higher costs of operation driven by more inmates are continuing in the new budget year. Saginaw County Sheriff Joel Mary chairs the board.
It ebbs and flows, and right now a total system capacity is nearly maxed out. It's very high. We don't have the funding available to authorize the opening of any additional pods that might be available.
Many jails are constructed with additional sections called pods that can be opened when needed by adding additional staff. Sheriff Mary says there are many reasons for the higher numbers of inmates this summer, including more alleged crimes.
A lot of it is driven by pre-trial detainees, inmates that are waiting to go to court.
Based on discussions with county officials, Board Executive Director Ryan Thornell says he expects the system will be short of funding again this year. He says it's difficult to project based on just 1 month of the new budget year, so he used last year's actual expenses and applied an across-the-board increase of about 2.5% to come up with the $2 million request to be submitted to the budget office September 1st.
We'll continue working with counties as openly and transparently as we can and have been to further justify that or refine that as we get into the legislative supplemental request in January. And that number could go up, could go down, could stay the same.
Thornell told the panel the two-year budget being prepared for the board will also be difficult because of some one-time changes in the budget caused by the downsizing of the Aroostook County Jail. He says the board will be seeking $16.6 million in the first year and $16.8 million in the second. Senator Don Hill, a Cape Nettic Democrat who co-chairs the Appropriations Committee, says the budget for the county jails has been controversial and that some lawmakers were banking on a consolidation plan under a state board to save money.
I guess it goes back to the issue we've been working on for years and unfortunately had vetoed this year, which is the criminal code needs to be revised. It's archaic, and it's some of the punishments are too severe. We're putting too many people in jail and prison.
Hill says supplemental budget requests are not uncommon and that the new Appropriations Committee will likely consider all of them. She expects other state agencies to also come forward, but the Board of Corrections request is the first to seek extra funding. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.